Made it open for profit.
有许多时候是因为惧怕说谎。
Sometimes because we are afraid.
有许多时候为了害人说谎。
Sometimes you want to harm others.
有一些时候是为了救人说谎。
Sometimes to rescue others.
所以呢，说谎有很多的等级。
Therefore, there are many different types of lies.
说谎的时候都是一种假的见证。
And all are false witnesses.
但上帝的四条诫命第九条里面特别加了一句：你不可做假见证陷害人。
The ninth commandment tells us that we are not to bear false testimony against others.
这一句 against others 是英文没有办法用中文表达的这么好的。
The English translation not as good as Chinese.
你用假见证对人。
When you use false testimony against others,
这个是英文。
This is English.
你用假见证陷害人。
In Chinese,
这是中文。
It means you trap them.
你把反过来的时候呢？
When you turn it around,
你用假见证帮助人。
If you use false testimony to help others,
这个英文可以讲就出来了。
You can say that in English.
假见证害人， 英文就来不及讲了。
But the English translation for the first one not so good.
有一些时候中文是很可爱的。
And so Chinese very often is very good.
中文的本身不过是个工具，不是上帝。
But it is just a tool. It is not God.
所以我们用文化来传福音。 不是用福音来保守文化。
We use culture to preach the gospel, but not use gospel to preserve the culture.
文字文化不过是个工具。
Words are just tools.
比如说要孝敬父母。
For example, that we ought to honor our parents.
这个在英文里面没有的。
Also not translated right in English.
你只能说 honor your parents.
You say honor your parents.
那么对父母是 honor, 对老师也是 honor, 对总统也是 honor, everybody honor, 就是这样的。
And in English language, you honor everyone.
就是完全没有办法表达出来。
So not adequately translated.
好，我们继续讲下去。
Let us continue.
所以雅各就这样出去了。
And Jacob left.
圣经告诉我们雅各这一次的出去。
This trip of Jacob,
这有一件很重要的事情,
the Bible says something important happened.
神就特别向他启示一个前无古人后无来者明白的真理。
The Lord gave him a revelation that was completely unique.
那么整个新约的中保论就从这里建立起来了。
The idea of the intermediary in the New Testament is set here. In the midst of his journey,
他没有带指南针。
He didn't bring a compass.
因为中国的发明还没有到哪里去。
The Chinese invention hasn't reached his place.
他也没有带 GPS.
He also doesn't have a GPS system.
他也没有带地图。
No map.
所以走走走走到一半的时候，太阳下山了。
So the sun has set in the middle of the journey.
所以在旷野的黑暗的地方里面。
In the midst of the darkness of the wilderness.
他拿一块的石头放在路边。
He took a stone and put it on the road.
枕头的地方。
To become his pillow.
他就睡觉了。
And he slept.
他也不怕汽车斩死他， 因为那时候也没有汽车。
He was not afraid of the car. There's no car.
自然的就在野地睡觉了。
So naturally he just slept where he was.
至少他不怕野兽来抓他。
He was not afraid of the animals.
或者蛇来咬他。
Or snakes.
他太累了，他就睡。
He was too tired. He just slept.
睡到一半的时候呢，
In the middle of the sleep,
他做梦了。
He had a dream.
我告诉你，在圣经 还没有全本启示成为文字记录以前，
Before the Bible is completed, revelation in words.
希伯来书第一章第一节告诉我们，
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1 says,
上帝多次多方用不同的办法来晓谕他的子一个人类。
God would have revealed his will to his people in all ways, all manners.
所以你不奇怪旧约里面很多的梦。
So you will not be surprised that there are many visions and dreams in the Old Testament.
神就借着梦对人讲话。
And God spoke to men through dreams.
很多的异象。
Many visions.
神就借着异象表达他的旨意。
And God revealed his will through the visions.
但是当我们讲很多梦、很多异象的时候，
But when we use the word many dreams, many visions,
你要明白这些很多是相对的。
It's relative language.
因为全本旧约所涵盖的时代一共有几千年。
The whole Old Testament spent thousands of years.
亚当的挪亚有多少年没有人知道。
No one knows how many years from Adam to Noah.
从亚伯兰到耶稣就有差不多2000年。
From Abraham to Jesus about 2000 years.
几千年的历史里面。
So in these thousands and thousands of years,
有一些重要的属灵人 梦了。
Some important biblical character had dreams.
梦到很特别的梦。
They had very special dreams.
他们见到了很特别的异象。
And they witnessed very special visions.
听见神对他们讲话的声音。
And heard the voice of God.
但这些的次序全部加起来。
But if you were to sum them all up,
其实不能算太多。
Actually not too many.
如果有几十次的话，
If maybe many tens of times,
几千年没有发生。
It happened within several thousand years.
几十年才一次。
Maybe a few decades then once.
几百年才几十次。
Many centuries a few times.
几千年才有一百次。
A few thousand years for
100 times. 这就不能像今天灵恩派的人每天做梦，每天上帝对他讲话。
So it's not like the charismatics say every day you have vision, every day God speaks to you.
还有一个人上天堂七次，下地狱六次。
One person say he went to heaven seven times, went to hell six times.
上帝下来看到很多上帝要他看的事情。
He said that he saw many things God gave to him.
结果这种书卖的最多。
And people buy these books.
在二十一世纪，许多的人轻信受这样的东西的吸引。
And in the 21st century, many people still believe in these books.
那么这些人就对圣经慢慢暗淡下来了。
Because of that, people ignore the Bible.
他们对已经震慑的启示就没有兴趣。
They are not interested in the already completed revelation of God.
今天早上有一个坐在第一排的人讲完道来找我。
And this morning, one of the people who sat in front came to see me after the sermon.
我认识一个人在贾加达。
He said, Dr. Tong, I know this one person in Jakarta.
每天上帝跟他讲话。
Every day God will speak to him.
而且他看天堂看地看了几十次。
And he has gone to heaven and hell many, many times.
你认为对不对呢？
What do you think about this?
我说，那你上帝有没有对你讲话？
And I asked this person, did God speak to you?
他有啊，每个礼拜上帝都对我讲话。
He said, yes, every week God speak to me.
我问你，上帝怎么对你讲话？
And I asked how?
上帝借着你解释圣经对我讲话。
He said,God speak to me through the word that you have explained.
我问他说，那个人是怎么样听上帝讲话？
I said, what about the person you mentioned?
他说，一闭眼睛，上帝就直接对他讲话。
He said, once he closed his eye, God speak to him directly.
很亲切的每天对他讲话。
And very clearly every day.
他有什么困难问上帝，上帝就用一句话跟他讲。
And everything he said to God, God will answer.
他就马上得到答案。
And immediately he received the answer.
我说，这种人大概就不需要看圣经了。
I said, then he don't need to have the Bible.
他说，真的，他们感到看圣经太麻烦了。
And they say, yeah, it's so troublesome to read the Bible.
有时候还要找字典才看得懂。
Sometimes you got to find dictionary to explain it.
直接问这件答就最快了。
Direct answering the best.
常常听上帝的话。
Always he hears God's word.
天天亲自跟上帝讲。
Every day speak to God himself.
每一天至少都有一两次跟上帝讲话。
Every day at least once or twice.
每一个礼拜好几次上帝跟他做梦。
And God will appear in his dreams.
这些都是上帝给他的启示。
All these are revelations of God.
我问他，你相信吗？
I ask this person, do you believe?
我就是越来越怀疑，所以今天才来问你啊。
So I ask you because I began to have doubts.
在全本圣经没有完全启示成的文字记录以前。
Before the Bible is completed in its revelation in words.
神常常用梦对某些特别的人讲话。
God would use dreams to speak to some special selected people.
不等于圣经已经完全启示记录下来以后，每一个记录都有同样的情形。
It doesn't therefore mean that every Christian must experience the same thing.
所以我们要非常的谨慎。
We want to be very careful.
那现在我们肯定雅各所做的梦是神给他的启示。
We affirm that the dream of Jacob was a revelation of God.
为什么可以这样肯定呢？
Why are we so sure?
因为他做这个梦的时候是圣经还没有启示下来的时候。
It was a dream that happened before the Bible was completed. Secondly,
他做的梦跟全本圣经的总原则是一致的。
His dream was consistent to the general principle of the whole Bible.
在什么事情上雅各的梦跟圣经是一致的？
In what manner is it consistent?
雅各梦见了有一个梯顶端接到天上。
In his dream he saw a stairway resting on the earth.
所以这告诉我们是一个通天的道路。
A stairway that reached the heavens.
这是神人之间的媒介。
A medium between God and man.
雅各所做的这个梦就是全中国历史里面最高的文化理想。
And his dream was actually the highest ideal of Chinese culture.
中国文化最高的理想是什么呢？
What is this highest Chinese ideal?
就是四个字。
Four words.
四个字什么字呢？
Four Chinese words.
天人合一。
That heaven and earth be one.
人怎么到天那里去？
Heaven and man be one.
人怎么与天发生关系？
How would a human being have a relationship with heaven?
那些在王宫里面的人大言不惭，自己说是天子。
The emperor says that he's the son of heaven.
你问他什么时候生下来的，谁是天母，他就莫名其妙。
If you ask him who then is your mother in heaven, he would not be able to answer.
他们自以为自己代表天在地上执政。
But the emperor thinks he represents heaven.
但是这些天子都不行天道。
But they all don't do the work of heaven.
因为他们许多时候荒宴醉酒，邪恶淫乱，比普通的人道德都不如。
Most of the time, they live decadent life worse than a common man.
天人合一永远是个空洞的理想。
And so this has been an idea that cannot be reached.
那些教导我们比较做人的道理的人。
Those who teach us about ethics.
甚至我们认为至圣先师的孔子。
Including people like Confucius.
他自己承认他没有办法明白天道。
He himself admitted that he could not understand heaven.
夫子之信以天道不可得而闻也。
And he said that he cannot understand the ways of heaven.
因为孔子不能把真正的天道告诉我们。
He cannot tell us what truly heaven is all about.
所以他去找老子。
So he went to look for Lao Tzu.
老子因为比孔子更老，叫做老子。
Lao Tzu was of course older than Confucius.
老子见孔子的时候，很不客气地对他讲些话语。
And Lao Tzu was not very courteous to Confucius.
你要明白道吗？
He said, "Do you want to understand?"
我老实告诉你，
Let me tell you this.
像你这个态度，你是不能明白道的。
This attitude is not good enough.
所以，如果孔子这样伟大的人，在老子眼光之中是不够资格明白道。
And if Confucius is not even worthy in the eyes of Lao Tzu to understand Tao,
今天我们是谁呢？
What about us?
所以孔子劝老子的话，
And so Confucius said to Lao Tzu,
你去侄子交态以迎之。
He says that you've got to go and change your attitude in the end.
你这种骄傲的态度，
So that your arrogance,
你这种淫的自厌，
And so this whole idea of self-decadence,
你是没有办法明白真理的，
will block you from the truth.
所以当孔子见了老子又回去对他的学生说，
And then Confucius went back and told his student,
我老实讲，
Strictly speaking,
天上的鸟怎么飞， 我知道，
I know how the birds in the air fly.
水里的鱼怎么游， 我也知道，
I also know about the fishes in the stream.
只有一种我不知道的，
Only one thing I don't know.
龙从哪里来， 飞到哪里去， 我不知道，
I don't know where the dragon comes from and when it's going.
今天我见老子，
Today I have met 老子，
好像见掉一条龙一样的，
As if I have met a dragon.
我真的没办法了解，
So I cannot understand.
孔子一生呢是没有办法把天道告诉我们的。
Confucius cannot explain heaven to us.
孔子告诉我们的是什么？
And all he can say was,
就是人道。
About man.
人与人之间的关系。
Relationship between man.
君臣、父子、夫妻、昆仲、朋友。
Relationship between father and son, brothers and sisters, emperor and the people.
这个五常的伦理。
Five different areas.
我们可以了解。
We can understand.
人与神之间的关系是没有办法的。
But not the relationship between man and God.
中国历史，
In Chinese history,
到近代，
Till modern times,
所谈的最高的境界就是天人合一的道理。
It always tried to go for unity between heaven and man.
但这个道理遥遥无期， 不知从哪里我们可以得到。
But we don't have any clue how we can reach it.
毛泽东一兴起的时候， 连这个理想都被他砍断了。
And Mao Zedong even rejected this.
所以人不需要再谦卑等候天道。
And he said we don't have to wait for heaven.
人傲慢起来说， 人定胜天。
When we are arrogant, we say we will surely have victory over heaven.
中国历史里面最野蛮的一个时候。
This was the most barbaric time in Chinese history.
也是中国历史里面最可怕的一个时候。
And the most horrifying time.
这些事情都过去了。
And all these have passed.
现在中国的政府开始思想道德的问题。
And now the Chinese government is thinking about ethics.
伦理的问题。
About morality.
这些东西是共产党没办法叫出来的。
Not things that you can find in communism.
无神论没有空洞的内容。
Or from an atheist.
所以他们要借助宗教重整伦理的问题。
They want to use religion to start to work out ethics.
宗教一定讨论伦理的问题的。
Because religion will discuss ethics.
宗教里面最可怕的是基督教。
The most frightening of all religion will be Christianity.
基督教的震撼力,
the power of Christianity.
基督教的永恒性,
the eternal fidelity.
基督教才真正有整体的宇宙观,
the comprehensive cosmo idea of Christianity.
不单单只吸引善男信女去摸摸拜拜就够了。
Will not just attract people to just come and superficially pray.
基督教有足够的力量把共产主义推翻掉。
Christianity has the power to overturn communism.
借助宗教重整伦理， 中国政府不得不用中国原有的佛教、道教作为基础。
And so they want to work more with Buddhism and Taoism.
所以在短暂的时间里面，对基督教有真正的宗教自由的可能性还是不大的。
And so within the short term, it is difficult to have true religious freedom for Christianity.
其实我对你讲一句话语,
I will say this to you today.
当雅各在半路用石头枕着他做梦的时候, 看见了天梯, 就是中国文化最高理想的天人合一, 神的一个启示。
And this dream that Jacob have along his way is the ideal that the Chinese always want to have.
人与神之间有没有路啊?
Is there a pathway between
有,
man and God? Yes.
是怎样的路呢?
What sort of pathway?
是个天梯。
It is a stairway to heaven.
梯的顶点是什么?
And the top
是连到天哪里去?
Will reach heaven.
所以这句话的描写很特别。
And so it's very special.
当人类要做巴别塔的时候，
When we build the Tower of Babel,
从地开始， 结果连不到天。
It started from the earth, but it cannot reach heaven.
以人为本，无法达到目的。
It was man-centered, but it cannot reach its goal.
这个就是巴别塔。
This is the Tower of Babel.
雅各所梦的天梯啊。
But in this stairway in heaven,
是连到天到地这里来联系我们的。
And the stairway came from heaven and reached the earth.
这个不是人本的努力。
It is not based on human effort.
这是神本的恩典。
But from the grace of God.
这是不是人自己的劳力可以达到的成就。
It was not something that can be achieved by human effort.
是神的恩典从宝座赐下来的道路。
But was a grace that came from God.
所以神给雅各梦见这个事情。
And so God allowed Jacob to have this dream.
这个启示是超过他给亚伯拉罕的。
This revelation is more important than that of Abraham.
这个启示是超过上帝给以撒的。
It is Abbas's death that was given to Isaac.
亚伯拉罕伟大的信仰是在自然启示中的最高峰的多神论的信仰。
The greatest part about the faith of Abraham is the monotheistic faith that Abraham had in general revelation.
亚伯拉罕普遍启示神的创造跟神的独一发挥到神叫死人复活的救恩论的启示。
He was even able to understand the revelation of resurrection from the general revelation of God.
亚伯兰的信仰是伟大的信仰。
And so he had indeed a great faith.
我们对上帝的信仰的内涵里面最重要的成分都在亚伯兰的信仰里面存在着。
All the most important elements of our faith in God existed in the faith of Abraham.
相比之下，以撒是个很普通的人。
In comparison, Isaac was very common.
以撒根本没有什么重要的启示神赐给他。
God did not give him many important revelations.
到了雅各的时候，
but by the time of Jacob,
神把神人之间的这个媒介，神人之间的通路，启示给了雅各。
God revealed to Jacob the medium between God and man.
这条通到上帝那边的道路是什么呢？
What is this medium that can reach God?
基督借着身体被剥开，流血而死。所完成的救恩。
It was the salvation that Jesus Christ completed by the shedding of His blood.
希伯来书第十章第二十节告诉我们。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 20 says.
他为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
He opened up for us a new and living way.
使从我们可以透过幔子进到上帝的面前。
That we can enter through the shroud into God.
什么叫做透过幔子进到上帝的面前？
What does it mean to enter through the shroud?
大祭司一年一次，是七月四号，就代表全以色列人进到至圣所的里面去。
Every year on July the 10th, the high priest will enter into the most holy place on behalf of the people. Only one person.
只有一次。
Once.
只有一天。
Only one day.
大祭司代表全以色列人进到至圣所圣殿的心脏地带。
Where the high priest will represent all the people and enter into the most holy place.
那么他进去了，经过哪里呢？
Where would he pass by?
经过一个幔子。
He will pass by the curtain.
这个幔子从最高的屋顶到地面。
This curtain will hang from the highest roof.
整个至圣所完全盖起来。
To cover the entire most holy place.
这是整个以色列地最大的一片的这个一片的这个布。
The largest piece of fabric in the whole of Israel.
到了西律王建圣殿的时候。
When King Herod built the Bible.
建得很大。
He built a large one.
所以这个中间的幔子就大到特别可怕。
And this is a, indeed a huge, huge curtain.
大到一个地步。
It was so large.
装上去拆下来需要300个人。
That you need 300 people just to mount it.
又重又厚又高又宽的幔子是整片全以色列最大的一块布。
The largest fabric, very thick, very heavy, very wide and deep.
需要300个人力量才装上去。
300 men needed to put it up.
但是当耶稣钉十字架的那一天。
When Jesus was crucified,
就耶路撒冷出现了七大神迹。
There were seven great signs in Jerusalem.
包括地震。
Earthquake.
包括死人复活。
The resurrection of the dead.
包括天地黑暗。
Darkness over the land.
还有不但如此。
Not only that.
最特别的。
The most special among them all.
这个以色列全国最大、最重、最宽、最高、最可怕的幔子。突然间从上到下裂成两半。
This curtain, the largest of all Israel, broke from the beginning, from the top to the bottom.
是谁的手有力把这个布把它拉开？
Who has the strength to tear it into two?
我们现在常常买的手提箱啊。
Now the luggage bag that we carry.
不再用皮做了。
It's no longer made of leather.
用一种布做的,
it's made of a certain fabric.
多数是黑色的,
usually black in color.
那我每次买的时候,
every time I buy it,
我买那个 Barbara Polo 这个牌的,
I will buy Polo brand.
上面就挂了一块布, 就是原料一样样的东西,
they will have a sample cloth stuck to it.
上面写一句话,
with a statement.
Don't buy it if you can tear it.
If you can break it, then you don't have to buy it.
如果你能够把它撕裂这块布用你的手，那个拉开，你不必买。
You don't have to buy the baggage if you can tear away the sample cloth.
那个在香港我买才200多块港币。
In Hong Kong it's about 200 over Hong Kong dollars.
怎么可能200多块港币可以用这样的材料做一个你怎么撕都撕不破的东西呢？
How can it be so cheap if it's so resilient?
我去试试看。
So I tried.
我曾经自己撕好几次，撕五六次，没有办法，就是没有办法。
I tried many times but I just couldn't tear.
所以我就买了，因为说如果你能撕就不必买，因为不能撕我就买了。
Because of that I had to buy, I couldn't tear.
那么在这个经验里面我就想象一件事情了。
In this experience I thought this thing.
谁的手能 能够把这个幔子从上到下撕变成两半。
Whose hand is strong enough to tear that huge curtain into two?
那个手一定不是一只。
It cannot be one hand.
一只要撕东西，撕来撕去，拉来拉去。
You cannot tear things with one hand.
你要两个手在相反的力量的方向拉的时候，你才能把它撕破。
You must tear with two hands opposing force.
在但以利的时代。
In the era of Daniel,
有一个王叫做伯沙撒。
There was a king by the name of Barsese. He asked for 1,000 over diplomats.
举行大宴席的时候,
and to attend a big banquet. Suddenly a hand appeared.
不是人的手,
not a human hand.
在墙上写了字,
writing on the wall.
Mini mini ugel ufasin.
Mini mini ugel ufasin.
Mini mini 什么意思?
What does this mean?
你被算到日子为止了。
The day is up.
Ticket 无发生什么事呢?
And the second sentence.
你的日子结束了,
your days are done.
你的政权归于别人了,
your reign is over.
上帝的手在人的政权中间干预。
It means that the hand of God intervened in the political arena of man.
一个政府兴起是神的许可。
The Lord allows the rise of a political
government. 神的干预。
And God will intervene when it falls.
上帝兴起尼布加尼撒。
And God raised Nebuchadnezzar.
兴起这个 拿破尼度,
and also raise Artaxerxes,
Nabonidus, 在兴起伯沙撒,
and also Barsasa.
这是神的许可,
these are the plan of God.
上帝的时间到的时候,
but when the time of God was up,
你多大的政权也没有用,
doesn't matter how powerful you are,
多强的军队也没有用,
how strong the army you have,
神给你的时间已经到了,
the time of God was up.
世界最大的帝国一个一个消灭,
the greatest empire will disappear one by one.
消灭的时候都是最强盛的时候,
they are always falling when they are at
the height. 外强中干,
they look strong but they were weak.
军备很强,
lots of army,
斗志消化,
but no fighting spirit.
他们的国防很强,
they may have great defense,
信道的崩溃,
but the sexual ethics was gone.
孟子所讲的,
Mencius says,
国之将兴必见真祥,
if the country is about to decline, you will have signs.
要将兴, 要兴起来,
when the country is about to go
rise,
up, rise,
一定有好的正头,
there will be good signs.
如果一个国之将亡必见妖孽,
but when the country is about to decline, you will see evil signs.
或者用更简单的话说, 你看见很多妖怪的时候, 你就知道这个国家快要灭亡了。
In other words, if you see a lot of strange people, then the country is about to fall.
就是这样简单,
it is that simple.
现在就是这样,
dear brothers and sisters,
巴沙撒看见一个不是人的手写 mini mini tikel ufasin 的时候,
when the king saw that not a human hand wrote the word,
吓死了,
he was shocked.
他没有办法解释,
he couldn't explain it.
这一件情景啊,
this scene,
历史上只有一个伟大的图画家画出来,
was only painted by one great painter in history.
荷兰的 Rembrandt.
It was Rembrandt.
他画巴沙撒王穿的金碧辉煌的那些绫罗绸缎的衣服，但是在那里看着那个手，他惊慌失色，没有办法转眼，他知道完了。
He painted a very fearful king looking at the inscription, knowing that his end was near.
我已经叫人从头画一张。
I have asked someone to emulate the painting.
以后放在我的博物馆里面。
Later you will be my museum.
现在的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
那时候是一只手,
one hand.
但是这一次呢, 是两只手,
but this time it was two hands.
把这幔子撕裂,
to tear the curtain.
表示不是大祭司才有特权, 一年一次, 一天一个人进去。
To tell us that it is not the only right of the high priest to enter once a year only. Because the grace of God is now upon us. That a sinner will be able to see the ark with his own eyes. It is not part of the general revelation, but special revelation, the saving grace. What God has given to Abraham, what God has given to Jacob, was the scene of how Christ will come on earth. For the curtain to be broken in two, it represents how Jesus' body is broken for our sake. In the Holy Communion, Jesus said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Thanks be to God. Jacob was able to see
it.
After this dream, he was surprised. The angels of God ascending and descending on
him.
In the New Testament, it happened once.
不是保罗,
not Paul.
不是雅各,
not James.
不是彼得,
not Peter.
不是约翰,
not John.
不是希伯来书的作者,
not the author of Hebrews. It was Jesus Christ himself. That you will see the Son of God, the intermediary between God and man. And so when Jacob awoke,
他莫名其妙,
he was surprised.
他讲了一句话,
and he said,
我昨天做了什么梦?
What sort of dream was this?
这是什么地方?
What place is this?
这不是别的,
it's not other places. Not a normal place.
这是天的门,
this is the gate of heaven.
这是神的殿,
and the house of God.
请你注意啊, 雅各这么敏感,
Jacob was very sensitive.
雅各这么聪明,
he was intelligent.
雅各这么果断,
he was decisive.
他用了最简单的话, 表达了最深的意思,
he used the simplest word to express the most profound thing.
当梦见天体又醒过来,
after he awoken from his dream,
他就这么说,
he said,
这是天的门,
this is the gate of heaven,
这是上帝的殿,
and the house of God.
我非常惊喜,
I am astonished that he could say this.
你们知道不知道, 这是全本圣经出现的第一次殿, 这个字,
do you know that this is the first time the word house of God appeared?
全本圣经讲殿, 殿, 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 讲很多次,
the Bible talks about the house of God many times.
但是都是讲建筑物,
but it's all about buildings.
都是讲有墙, 有门, 有建筑, 有具体, 宏伟的, 像一个大的建筑的, 叫做殿,
physical building with doors, with windows, a grand building.
有祭坛,
the altar,
有祭司,
the priest,
有月桂,
the ark,
有许多的器材在里面,
many different tools.
就叫做殿,
this is a temple.
但雅各的了解不是如此,
but not so for Jacob.
雅各梦见天体以后,
after he dreamt of the stairway,
这不是别的,
he said, this is no other place.
这是天的门,
this is the gate of heaven.
这是上帝的殿,
and the house of God.
这句话是没有人可以讲出来的,
no one else can declare this.
所以雅各是一个很特别的人,
and so he was a very special person.
他所顾念的不是红豆汤,
he was not he didn't want the soup.
他看重的不是外表人家看他好不好,
he didn't place emphasis on what others thought of him.
他不是讨父亲的喜悦, 多娶一个妻子就结束了,
he didn't just want to please his father and have a wife.
他绝对不是做外表,
he didn't do superficial things. His primary goal was to understand the thoughts of God himself. And so do not be surprised that God will love him but hate Esau.
从人的标准来看, 雅各没有什么, 只会说谎, 诡诈, 很多败坏的事情。
From human standard, Jacob seems to be just a deceitful person.
从人的看法, 以撒是一个很敬爱父亲, 会替父亲煮好菜给他吃, 尽责任的好孩子。
And Esau seems to be an orderly and filial son.
神不是这样看人,
but not how God saw it.
神看你多少明白他的心意。
God wants to see how much you understand him.
神看你多少遵行他的道理。
God wants to see how obedient you are to His command.
And
God wants to see how you understand His revelation.
And
how you grab hold of the essence of His
grace.
We see all these things in the life of Jacob. But not so in the life of
Esau.
So do not be surprised.
That
God would love Jacob.
抓住
All his life, he grabbed hold of the opportunity. Many people grab hold of the opportunity to make money. The opportunity to grab material. Not so for Jacob. He grabbed hold of the heart of God. The status of the firstborn. He grabbed hold of the center point of the salvation. And the meaning of the house of God. And the teaching of the gate of heaven to heaven. After he understood all these things, he made a pillar of the stone and poured oil on it. It means that in the created world on this stone, we need the anointing of God to have a covenant with God, the place where revelation came, the house of God. So if you to ask Jacob, where is the house of God? He said, right here. There's no house here. What sort of house is
there?
It's not a house. But Jacob will tell you. The house is not a building. It is a place where God will meet men. A place where we receive God's revelation. A place where we have covenant with God. A place where through the sacrifice of Christ we reach heaven. So he was very clear about the temple and house of God. The apostle Paul says, the house of God is holy. And you are the house of God. And the discovery in the New Testament is where we break through from this physical house of God. That the salvation that God has given to us, the presence of God, is the temple of God. In the understanding of Jacob, the explanation of Paul, there is also the teaching of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ says, you may think that this temple is great. Truly I say to you, destroy it, and I will rebuild it in 3 days. They
said
to Jesus, we took 46 years to build the temple, and we are not done. How can you say that you can rebuild it in 3 days? King Herod did not use 46 years. He actually used 64 years. When it was completed, less than 60 years it was burnt down. Maybe truly they didn't use it for 20 years. When Jesus was on earth, they took already 46 years. Before Jesus was born, they started building the temple. When Jesus was alive, it took 46 years already. And then take another 18 years to 64 years. And so the temple was completed 40 over years AD. Burned 70 AD. So very few time used. There are four great temples in the Bible. The first one by Solomon. The second one by Zerubbabel. The third one, King Herod. The fourth one, not done. Seen in the vision of Ezekiel. These four temples, plus the tent before the temple, all these are from the revelation of God, especially for Moses. The revelation he received on the mountain, how big the tabernacle was, how wide, the wood to be used, what is of gold, what is of cedar, dimensions given to him from heaven.
一个会幕四个圣殿里面。
The tabernacle plus four temples.
为什么希律王建了60多年？ 不到一二十年就被烧掉了。
Why was that built by Herod destroyed so quickly?
只有这个殿不是上帝吩咐他做的。
Of all the temples, this one was not of God.
神不负责。
And God was not responsible for it.
耶稣讲的这句啊，
Jesus said this,
就是把这个殿拆下来。
If you destroy this temple,
我3天可以再把它建起来。
I will rebuild it in 3 days.
原来耶稣这句话的意思是什么？
What he meant was,
你们把我杀死， 我第三天复活。
After you kill me, I will rise again on the third day.
所以这样你就看见从雅各到耶稣到保罗是连成一线。
So from Jacob to Jesus to Paul, there's one line continuity.
殿不是建筑。
The temple is not a building.
殿是神人的合一。
It is where God and man become one.
殿是神向人立约的地方。
It is where God has made promise with us.
殿是神对人启示真理的地方。
A place where God revealed his truth to us.
殿就是耶稣基督。
The temple is Jesus Christ.
基督就是教会的元首。
Jesus is the head of the church.
教会就是基督的身体。
And the church his body.
所以保罗说这殿就是你们。
So the apostle Paul says, you are the temple of God.
新的观念,
the concept of the New Testament.
身体是圣灵的殿。
That our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
身体是上帝的殿。
We are the temple of God.
全本圣经的启示是 完全一致的。
So you see the consistency in the revelation of the whole Bible.
最先领受明白圣殿意义的就是雅各。
The first person who understood this was Jacob.
这是全本圣经里面第一个。
The first person in the Bible.
明白殿的人。
Who understood the house of God.
就是当他逃避哥哥追杀的时候。
When he tried to escape from his brother.
在半路用石头做枕头。
When he slept upon a stone.
神就对他讲话了。
God spoke to him.
这样我们看见一方面他的调皮，他的错误。 不能没有办法逃避上帝的审判。
He did not escape the punishment of God because of his deception and mischievous.
但是上帝的特别启示。
But the special revelation of God. The covenant of God.
照样没有被取消。
Was not taken away.
所以当他醒过来的时候。
When he awoke.
他就献一个柱子浇了油给上帝。
He set a pillar of stone and poured oil on it.
那么上帝啊。
And said, God,
如果你与我同在,
if you are with me,
在我所走的路上保佑我,
and watch over me on this journey,
给我有足够的东西来吃,
give me food to eat,
给我有衣服穿,
clothes to wear,
给我有一天平平安安回到我父亲的家,
that I can return safely to my father's house,
你为我的上帝,
then the Lord will be my God.
我在立的柱子上, 要做你的殿,
and on this stone I have set out as pillar will be God's
最后一句话,
house. And lastly,
你所赐给我的,
and all that you give me,
我要奉献十分之一,
I will give you a tenth.
这是唯一,
this is the only place.
在旧约里面,
in the Old Testament.
在律法赐下以前,
before the laws were given.
向上帝立约献十分之一的一个先例,
a first incidence of a covenant of a tithe.
这以前,
before this,
只有亚伯拉罕,
only Abraham.
曾经战胜死亡的时候, 把好的最好的乳品, 十分之一献给麦基洗德。
After he had victory over the four kings, he gave a tenth of the loot to Melchizedek.
然后在雅各的祷愿里面, 他这样应许了。
And then we see this in the prayer of Jacob.
当新约结束的时候,
when the New Testament ended,
上帝借着先知对我们说,
through the prophet God said,
你们要把当纳的十分之一全然归入我的库中。
You are to give your tithe into my storehouse.
今天很多人以为那是旧约的问题。
Many people think that this is for the Old Testament.
我告诉你, 新约不是顺于旧约。
The New Testament is not a reinvention.
所以我们应当超过十分之一来献给上帝。
What we need to do is to give God further more than his command. I say this to you sternly.
十分之一是上帝的。
A tenth belongs to God.
十分之一不是奉献。
And so it cannot be considered as an offering.
十分之一是属上帝的, 你当把上帝的物归回上帝。
A tenth belongs to the God, to the Lord, and so you ought to give it back to God.
十分之一以外, 你甘心乐意奉献, 那才叫做奉献。
Offering comes beyond the tithe.
这样在新约圣经里我们看见, 有神的十分之一。
The New Testament tells us there is a tithe of God.
甘心蒙耶纳的奉献,
there is also offering out of the willing heart.
有对那些爱主的尊重的传道人的馈送,
there are also gifts to servants of God who love him.
还有对穷人的周济,
and also help for the poor.
照着圣经的原则来看,
Based on biblical principles,
我们能用在自己身上的钱是不多的。
We don't actually have too much money for ourselves.
有神的钱。
There is a money for God.
有圣工的钱。
Money for ministry.
有尊重人的送的礼物。
Gifts that you give to servants of God.
有最穷人的周济。
The help you give to the poor. 还
有对政府当纳的税。
And also the tax for your government.
都是在我们应当付的钱的例子里面。
These are all things that we ought to pay for.
圣经是很严格的。
The Bible is very stern.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
今天我就讲到这个地方。
I will stop here this evening.
下个礼拜我们继续解释，继续查经，创世纪中间的教训。
And next week we'll continue on the teachings of Genesis.
我们一同低头祷告。
Let us pray.